Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
And welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada, where, as we say here in Vegas, the sun shines on both sides of the street. I'd like to thank you for joining us. If in the event you'd like to call in, I'm going to give you the number ahead of time. So grab a pen and a piece of paper, and the number will be area code 347-324-5730. Again, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. And again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host. I am Suzlyn McDonald. And we're going to be talking today. We've been talking about the foundation, building the foundation, get a sturdy foundation in the home and the furniture and how we apply that to our everyday life and in relationship, not only with God being the basic, the main foundation, because if you don't have the basics, the tools, then you have a foundation that is on shaky ground. Outside of that, we've been talking about you must find a way to stay in constant collaboration. And I'll make that clear a little bit as we go along. And the other part is I want to end with the captain of my ship. He loves me just the way I am. And we'll get into that. But we're going to talk about today is staying in constant collaboration. And I see my co-host is here, and that's my collaborator right there. We get together, and sometimes it's a hoot. I'll say 90% of the time it's a hoot, because it's true. We're transparent. We don't mind being naked before you, that you can be healed from some of the things that we've gone through. But not only that, that you can see you can be on the other side, because, yes, the captain of our ship is our big daddy. Thank you, Lord. And our brother Jesus Christ, who actually had the nerve to go and care for us enough that he died on the cross, go to hell and get the keys and come back and sit on the side of daddy and say, okay, I got this covered. All righty, so good morning, Lady Kathy. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Susie. How are you this morning?
I love you. I'm wonderful. Still laughing at our conversation yesterday and the day before and the day before, but I am fantastic. And I see that we have our own Dr. Phil. She is back from Israel.
Yay.
She went away, and God, I don't know exactly how long she was gone, but I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. And boy, I tell you, we're going to glean a little bit today from her coming back with a fresh anointing. And I'm just excited to see her actually home. How are you? How are you? Our own Dr. Phil.
Hi there, ladies. Oh, it's so good to be back. So good to be back. And I missed you folks. I really did.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been awesome. It's been an awesome experience. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I tell you, while you were gone.
Go.
Yes.
What did you say?
Where did you go?
We went to Israel, and we were in a Palestine,
oh, wow,
too, so we went both sides of the world, I guess you'd call it that, and it was just amazing to get the both perspective from the Palestinian and from the Jewish perspective, and it was an amazing experience. That's the only word I can describe. Awesome, awesome. Oh, awesome is our God.
Oh my God!
In the midst of everything that He has, He's right there, you know, in that country and doing some mighty things in the midst of the God's people. It's really amazing, guys. I can't wait to tell you more about it. It's really great.
Oh, this is awesome.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times you hear things over the regular news that's not the real news. And
yes,
that's why, as you said, you have to travel. You have to travel to get the truth. And it's really good to have you back home, but I'm glad you had the experience. And you're home, and we've been talking about you must find a way to stay in constant collaboration. And with you gone, with you gone over to Israel, and then you got both perspectives from the Palestinians as well as the Jews. This is even more perfect for us to talk about today, because the changes that are taking place, if we don't have the truth, there's no way that we can walk on a solid ground, speaking of the foundation we've been talking about as well. So we're going to first of all let you tell us a little bit about the trip. How you feel like that is with your travel and with you going away, how that will affect you as a first lady, you as a psychologist, and what you're bringing back to the people here in America.
Well, I think first of all, I truly thank God for the opportunity that I had to go. And I initially was a little hesitant because I thought, well, maybe this is not the right time to go, and you know, because of what's going on in the Middle East especially. But
yeah,
I've really clearly heard that the Lord really wanted me to go, and with my husband, and I'm glad that I did go with him, because initially it was going to be him and some other people, and it just didn't work out that way. And it ended up just myself, him, and another lady. And we had met another team down there in Bethlehem. Ray was asked to preach there in Bethlehem at the church there. And it was just an awesome experience to see God just moving so mightily in a place where there's a lot of, unrest, but people are still so contented in the midst of it. And the saddest part, because I've always been very strong, supporting of Israel, I still am, but I think it gave me another perspective that there are people who are in from Palestine who are still just trying to live their daily life. And they're not necessarily trying to blow up anyone. Just like we sometimes think the Muslims, all Muslims are aggressive or violent, and that's not true. We know that's not true. But for me, as a Christian, to see the place that Jesus walked and to see the place that Jesus, they believe that Jesus was crucified, and to see the place that the Sea of Galilee and the Mount of Beatitudes and Capernaum, where Jesus cursed and said, it would be ruined, and it's still in ruins today. That everything that Jesus said has been fulfilled, and the thing that things that Jesus has said that are still not yet fulfilled, but will be fulfilled. And the big thing for me was His coming again. So, as a Christian, it was really a powerful message for me. I've heard people say, I've gone to Israel and I've seeing the things from the Bible, and it changed my life. And, you listen to them say that, but you didn't understand fully what that meant. And I'm telling you, ladies, if you ever get an opportunity to go, and I don't know if either of you have ever been there, but it was life-changing for me. I've always believed that Jesus died. I've always believed that Jesus rose. I've always believed that Jesus is coming again. I believe that he was born of a virgin, Mary. And, he was crucified. All of these things that I've read over and over again, places that these things happen. And what was the most significant thing, one of the significant things was going to the tomb and where they believe that Jesus was buried. And ladies, I went in there, and this lady was just weeping, crying. And she asked me to take a picture, and in the midst of her tears, And I went in and I could hardly hold the camera. My hands was shaking when I thought about the fact that even if this is not the exact place, just a reminder that here's a tomb where Jesus Christ, they believe that Jesus Christ was buried, a borrowed tomb. And what was interesting was written on the door, one side of it, was He is risen. He's not here. And even just seeing that sign there, He's risen, He's not here, was for me just amazing. And the fact that, and then, you know, I even got to put my foot in the Sea of Galilee and Jordan and the Mediterranean.
Oh.
And then go to the Dead Sea. And that was for me very powerful, because the Dead Sea, the water is so still that you can lay in it and float on your back and you don't sink. So that was the most awesome experience, ladies. And it was almost like resting in the Lord and trusting. At first, I was a little scared to do it,
right.
But then I decided to just relax and rest. And my husband kept saying, "Just relax," and I lay back and rested. And almost like I was resting in the arm of Jesus. And I said, "Wow, this was so powerful that I was just balancing on the water, you know, and it's water.
Wow.
This thing just held me up. It was so thick, and of course, it's salted." It's very salty, so you can't get into your eyes or anything. But there were people who were taking their hands and taking up the soil and rubbing on their skin, and it's oily. It's like oil in it. And they plastered their bodies over with this thing. And I went to this place, and this guy used a magnet and just used a magnet to remove that soil from your skin. And water wouldn't get it off that easily. So these Yes, a magnet, and it just took the dirt off my butt. And I just thought, I said, God is truly amazing. And how can people not believe in Jesus? That was the whole thing, the whole time I was there, ladies, was how can we not believe in Jesus? How can people doubt that Jesus rose, Jesus died, Jesus suffered on the cross, and that He was born of a Virgin Mary? When we went to the place where Mary's house, of course, they build a church on everything. They build a house on a church over where Mary used to live. They build a church over the tomb where Jesus Christ, you know, they believe that Jesus was buried, where He was born. Everywhere has a church, and there's the different denominations that are literally fighting over space. And you talk about collaboration, Susie Lane, and it was interesting there wasn't a lot of collaboration, I'm guessing, some places, because everybody wants a piece of the pie, you know. And you saw the Christian church and the Muslim church and the Orthodox church, and everybody, you know, coming in, taking a piece of the pie. And just to see the tourists from every part of the world coming in to see this great story, this history that, you know, it's true, you know. And the thing about it, we believe in all these men of old that spoke, and we believe in all these great philosophers. But Peter, Paul, you know, the disciples, they were real men. And going on the Sea of Galilee and see where they would say that these Jesus spoke to the men and told them that they were to cast their net on the other side and listen to him. And what happened is their nets broke. And just standing there and watching, just imagining all of this happening was just awesome. Seeing Peter coming and walking, Jesus walking on the water, and Peter, you know, wanting to come after him. And he took his eyes off Jesus and started to sink. And I thought again, you know, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we can't sink. We can't sink, ladies. We can't sink.
Well, you know what is amazing? Yeah, well, you know what? And what you're talking about, it's not only being able, because like what we're talking about, finding a way constantly to stay in collaboration. I thank God for you because, like I said, you know, with your position even as a psychologist, you had to leave all your titles and everything. They meant nothing until you met at that intersection of the for real Spirit of God. Any of your mental and your all of your credentials meant nothing.
Nothing.
Until you got to that point
and you saw and the Bible, I mean, everything about God came alive. And then the blessing of you bringing that back to us here. And while you're talking, I'm right there with you. I'm laying on my back and I'm floating. I'm seeing exactly what you're saying. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today about staying in constant collaboration. This is not just anybody that we're listening to. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio, first of all. Second of all, each one of us experience things that we can actually help another person with. For those of us that have not been to Israel as of yet, it's time. And for Lady Judith Hilton, who is a licensed psychologist, she works with families, she works with marriages. But even in all of her education, she goes and she's actually where, when you walk, how do you walk on water? How do you lay on water and not sink? Everything that the mind can conceive that's in a book, until you actually experience it, that collaboration of bringing the spirit and the bringing the mind under submission to the spirit. We're talking about you must find a way to stay in constant collaboration. And the show is titled The Captain of My Ship. He loves me just the way I am. My God, you just went and you actually experienced everything that you've read. And that's something that a lot of us don't have not done yet, but I'm telling you I will. The other part of that is when you experience it and somebody that you know went and they can describe it to you to where you're in the moment, that's the key. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of questions that have been that are on the chat right now, so I'm going to pose a couple of them to you.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, because I just said that, there is a young lady that I know here. She's actually asking the question, how is it she said, how is it that you left your brain on the bank and allowed your spirit to come into one when you laid on your back? Although fear could have come upon you, like it said about Peter and the water, and he took his eyes off God and the fear to drag. How is it, she said, how is it that you left your mental and allowed your spirit to come into collaboration and one when you laid on your back?
Well, the most amazing thing for me is that it was a spiritual encounter again for me, because I was so timid at first because I don't necessarily swim, and that's the reason why I didn't want to do it. And my husband just said, just lay back, take your time, just lay back and just rest back, just like you're resting in the arms of Jesus. And I just, put my feet up slowly, got off the ground. I didn't want my feet to lift off the ground. I was so scared because the water is so, it felt so weird, strange. Like, how is this thing going to hold me up? And I slowly just lay back, lift my head back, and I didn't want my hair to get wet. That was so funny. And I held back, and my head was so lifted up that my hair didn't even get wet. But I held my body and finally just stretched my arms out and said, okay, Lord, I'm going to rest in you. You're the lover of my soul. And as soon as I did that, I stayed there for a while, and I just looked up to the heavens, and I was like, oh, my God, this is not real. Am I really here? That's the first thing, because he said, I want you to tell them about what you have seen. You are here because I want to tell them about what you've seen and heard. And I knew then that I was supposed to be there. And after I got out of the water and I walked up, most amazing thing, this is supposed to be the lowest part of the earth. The stones are hot. You can't walk on it. When you come out of the water, the stones are so hot, you have to put something on your feet or it literally burns your feet. So we're coming out of I call it a lake, this huge Dead Sea, the sea, walking out and walking back on land. And I said, God, oh, awesome is our God. At one place I just came out of, put my feet in cold water by the Sea of Galilee, and then in a few minutes I'm here in another place. And the difference with it, but both took faith. Faith, when Jesus was being baptized, he said, John the Baptist was there baptizing people, and then Jesus came and walked into the water, and then the Spirit came down on him like a dove. Now, when I was coming out of the Sea of Galilee, which was really amazing, was that all of a sudden, I think it was Jordan, right? I was coming out of the water, and all of a sudden, this dove flew right over my head. And my husband said, "Oh my goodness!"
Oh my God.
And I had to take a picture of the dove. The dove just sit right on the balcony, like a little panel, and I took a picture of it. I was like, "No!" All the time I was in Israel, all the time I'm in Palestine, I never saw a dove, only in that particular place. And I said to myself, isn't that, now I could honestly see how when the Bible said that the Holy Spirit came down and landed on him like a dove, and then the voice came and said, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased, and hear him, listen to him," you know?
Right,
It all became so real again. So I'm saying that everyone, I started thinking of all the people I knew, all my friends, my family members, who don't know Christ. And I said, you know what? If we really could come to a place like this and see the evidence, historical evidence that Jesus was here, the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, the place of the Ascension, where they believe that Jesus ascended into heaven. You know, if you could see Bethlehem, you know, the place where Jesus was born, and the shepherd's field where the shepherds were watching, you know, that star then at night, and it led them to the manger. And, you know, all of those places, and I kept saying to myself, you know, this is, you know, I just could not believe that people could go to a place like this or even see or even hear about it, historical evidence of this, and not believe in Jesus. And
right.
That is, for me, the biggest baffle, you know, that this is the place that, you know, it says in this river, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. You know, opening for us the gateway, it said, to freedom from sin and the rebirth as God, as sons of God. And I said,
so let me ask you another question then. So, I mean, you read the Bible, you're a pastor's wife. You are a first lady, although that's not biblically in the Bible, it's not written out.
Right.
Not only that, you are a psychologist, as I said. How has this made the Word of God even more alive to you? And how are you going to share? You're sharing it with us. We got it. We're here.
Yes.
We're right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
How and what changes do you see, even in your professional as well as your ministry? What are the things that you can bring back to to the ministry, to the people?
Yes. Yes.
To those non-believers even. Let's go to the non-believers, because those of us that are saved, we're right there with you. But for those that are not saved, how do you get that to
them? Very, very good question. And that's the question that the Lord posed to me. Seriously, it will be exactly what you're asking me. Now, what are you going to do with what you've seen and heard?
Right.
And one of the things that I said for my clients, there's hope. The hope that, that no matter what you're going through in your marriage, no matter how bad it gets, that Jesus can intervene, because he's a miracle-working God. And just like he healed the blind man and he caused the lame to walk, I believe that he can restore this marriage. And it gave me hope when I speak to my clients. I know I used to speak to them that way, but now more than ever, it will not be the same, ladies.
Mm.
It will not be the same, because I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to do even more than I could ask or think. So for my clients, it's a different therapist that they're having before them. Somebody who's literally praying over them in some in a different way. I'm not going to be praying like, "Oh, Lord, just restore their marriage." Yes, that is going to be part of it. But open the eyes, open their spiritual eyes to see the truth and to lead them to Christ. Those who do not know Christ, that's what I'm praying. But evangelism for me now is even more powerful, because I'm thinking, if we believe that there's a hell, why would we be warning people to run out, get out of that fire? Get out! You're going too close to it. We need to pull you out of that fire. And for me, that's what I feel like I need to do now, to literally tell people that, listen, there is a place called hell, just like you, there's a place called heaven, because everything that Jesus said in his word, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it with my own eyes. And I said, and the tour guide kept reading scripture. Every time we walked to the different place, he'd open the Bible and he would read scripture about that particular event. And I know, guys, ladies, it happened. This is true.
Yes.
This is true. This is not a made-up story. And so we have an urgency to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone we meet.
Mm.
That's what has happened to me. That's how it has affected me. I'm not going to be playing games anymore in my church, in my ministry, my job, in my career, when I meet people. I'm going to be declaring the name of Jesus much, much more than I used to, because we have an amazing story to tell, ladies. We cannot keep it to ourselves. We cannot keep it to ourselves. And that's what has happened to me. And I know for my husband, his sermons are not going to be the same. I know it's going to be affected deeply, deeply by that. Yeah, we're not playing church anymore. We're not playing church.
No.
We think we were doing it, but I really believe that there's more. And that's, I appreciate you asking me that question, Susan, because that's what's happened to me. It has affected me deeply, deeply. And I know that God is going to hold me accountable for what I've seen and heard. And that's why I'm glad I get this opportunity to share. So thanks for asking
that
question.
We have two callers on here. I want to bring them in because I know that whatever you're saying now, they have been touched. So I'm going to pull in two callers. If you don't want to talk callers, you don't have to. 702-324-7586. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm amazed. Good morning. And who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Vicki Martin.
Okay. I'm going to bring in the other caller, and if you have any questions, we're going to give you time to pose some questions. As I said, we're speaking today of how to stay in constant collaboration. And here it is that a woman of God has gone away, and she's bringing back a new scroll. And we want to make sure you get to ask anything. Caller 312-561-8598. Who am I speaking with? Okay. Area code 312-561-8598. Would you like to address and say good morning, or would you like to just listen? Okay, I think they're just listening. Alrighty, well, yeah, man, I'm, you know, there's so much, Lady Kathy. I know you have something. You're sitting on fire right now. I see it. Talk to me. Lady Kathy. Okay, I guess she's just listening as well. Do you have any questions?
Okay,
or anything?
Okay. I didn't even realize I was on mute. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I am just blown away here. I am so blown away. This is my dream trip. And my husband and I were talking about going. TBN is actually sponsoring a trip for next year, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been looking into that. But the more you talk about it, the more I am so blown away and can't wait to get there. Because I believe that everyone should have that experience.
Yeah.
To walk with Jesus, walk, to be baptized where Jesus was baptized, and to just experience the life that he led before he, you know, his death, burial, resurrection. You will never be the same. I know you will never be the same. That is a life-changing experience, and, you know, we're able to hear it through you, so we're living vicariously through you right now, but to actually go and have that one-on-one experience, oh, my God, you have so convinced me that I must go.
Yes. Do you have anything you'd like
you
to say?
And when you said the dove ascended, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I was just messed up. That's why I was on mute, because I was so messed up.
Yes. And Ms. Vicki, I see you're on there as well. Do you have anything that you'd like to say?
No, ma'am, only that I want to go on that trip as well.
All right.
Because I could see myself float, and I want to experience that the places where Jesus walked. And I think even listening to it, that has changed something within me. So that's something to
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, I tell you what, we're at the end of our show, but I thank you for taking us on an international voyage. But not only that, we walk the walk with you. And, you know, when you think now that it even brings it more alive when the angels say, why are you so mindful of men? Why are you so mindful of man? And then for you to go and walk on the waters and visit the places that Jesus actually walked, the sandals. I know the shoes that you wore will never be worn the same again, and that's just amazing as well. I tell you, we have 10 seconds, but this has been, again, life-changing. It's been enlightening,
And we've been talking about, audience, we're talking about how to stay in constant collaboration. There are men and women that, Lady Hilton, that have gone to Israel and brought back a fresh anointing. That's collaboration. That's coming together, bringing something new that all of us can learn from. Outside of that, we talk about, and it's strange because the title of the show is The Captain of My Ship Loves Me Just the Way I Am. And then you talked about the ship. When you started talking about all of this, I was getting chills. But I tell you what, the days that you were gone and each and everything that you went and learned, I thank you for bringing it back to us. And we're going to talk about it some more on the next show when you're here. Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what this show is about. It's life-changing. We have information that can reignite the fire that might have gone out. There are things in our lives and everyday processes that cause us to get dismayed sometimes. But then God sends his dove back to America. He used you, the Holy Spirit has used you, sent you back with a fresh word. And in this collaboration of the fresh word, everybody, if you don't hear nothing I'm saying but this, God is in your presence. He's answered your questions. Right now the chat is going crazy. All they're saying is hallelujah. There's no other words on here except for hallelujah and thank you. And I thank you for going and being the one to bring back the fresh anointing and the fresh oil, as you said. But the magnet that we took it off with, we're not using a magnet. We're going to leave it there till we talk to you again. This is First Lady's Block Talk Radio. I'd like to thank you, Doctor, to us. You're our Dr. Phil, Judith Hilton.
I'd like to thank
Lady Kathy, who is my co-host, and every one of you that are listening right now. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And just like what you're hearing now, the fresh anointing is in the house. It's up to you if you want to partake, if you want to walk on the water without fear. Here we are. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining First Lady's Block Talk Radio, and I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization dealing with anything that's traumatic to you, whether you feel you've a loss of a job, a home, whatever it is. It was established because of a suicide. But in that suicide, God has brought and turned that thing around. Anything that Satan tries to pervert, he does it because God has already done it. But God also turns that back around. And as the fresh anointing that has come back, I have another fire. And also, Destined for Glory Ministries, Lady Kathy, tell us your address there, and we're going to go from there.
And our address there is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118.
And the phone number?
It's 702-364-5679, and our services are 11 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study.
Amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining us. And I say to you, there's nothing like knowing who your Father is and when he sends someone to tell you and remind you who you are. I'd like to thank you for joining First Lady's Blog Talk. We will see you here again. And we will have our own Dr. Phil here again. We'll talk about it. I thank you for joining us. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lady Hilton, for bringing the fresh anointing. And I look
thank
forward
you.
To you on our
thank
day.
You.
Yes. God bless you and everyone. Have an amazing day. Remember, without a dream, have an amazing day.